Your taxes hold the key.
Business operators, your GCT returns for January 2015 is due today, February 27. Remember, effective October 1, 2014, all monthly GCT returns become due on the last working day of the following month and not the last day of the month. All GCT returns filed and payments made after the last working day of the month will be considered late and the necessary penalties and interest charges applied. Avoid the charges. File and pay today. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
What should be the approach of the police when stopping motorists? What is your role as the motorist? Find out in today's edition of Get the Facts. Stay with us.
When police officers are out there on the street and they have reason to stop a motorist, the first thing is that the officer needs to stop the motorist properly by giving the number one signal, which is indicated by an opening of the palm, which is stretched upright. Now, once that is done, the officer should indicate to the motorist where they need to park properly so that the motorist and the officer and any other persons that are in the vicinity are actually safe from any harm.
Deputy Superintendent of Police in charge of operation at the Traffic and Highway Division, Gary McKenzie. There are four general powers of stop under the Road Traffic Act.
The powers of stop under the Road Traffic Act, they are slated in Section 22, where you stop under count, which involves the production of driver's license and other papers, especially in circumstances where tickets are going to be issued. There is Section 34 that deals with the issue of drunk driving. There is Section 56 that deals with a situation where an officer gives a number one signal for someone to stop, which is what I would have indicated earlier. And there is also Section 58 where the police is actually controlling traffic and they actually signal for a line of traffic to stop to allow the passage of another set of vehicles or pedestrians.
On stopping a motorist, the officer should greet the person and indicate the reason for stopping him or her. The motorist should cooperate with the police as much as possible by obeying the instructions given.
In terms of obeying the instructions, where to pull over, and if there's a request, the officer having given reason why they were stopped. If such a reason was not given, a motorist can ask the officer, what is the reason for the stop? And the police officer is duty-bound to tell them.
A motorist can also request the name of the officer and the location to which he or she is stationed. If the police officer behaves in an unprofessional manner, try to remember his or her badge number, name, vehicle registration plate, or other identifying marks should you need to file a complaint.
In instances where the interaction is not good, we are encouraging motorists to actually take the information, take the police officer's name. If he or she refuses, ensure that you write down vehicle numbers, and we encourage you to report such incidents so that we can deal with them, because the police force is about professionalism, it's about partnership, it is about treating citizens with the greatest of respect.
Deputy Superintendent of Police in charge of operation at the Traffic and Highway Division, Gary McKenzie. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.